This is JIS News. Coming up, dredging of the Kingston Harbour to start later this year. Church urged to continue contributing to development of Jamaica's education system. And Jamaicans in the U.S. recognized for achievements in various fields. Details after the break. Please stay with us.
Wait, Jerome? Jerome, why are you always sleeping in class? Wake up! What is it? You don't go to bed in the night?
Yes, miss. But...
But what?
But most of the time, I sell with my mother, miss. Like when them keep dance, miss. Me a fail par, miss.
You're not supposed to be doing that, you know? That is child labor, Jerome.
Child labor is an abuse of our children's rights. Help stop child labor. Report suspected cases to the Child Labor Unit in the Ministry of Labor and Social Security. Call 948-0098.
The dredging of the Kingston Harbour should begin the third quarter of 2013. This was disclosed by Leader of Government Business in the Senate and Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, A.J. Nicholson, at a recent sitting of the Upper House. Senator Nicholson says discussions are ongoing with at least two overseas institutions, as well as the Petro-Caribe Development Fund, to finance the project. He adds that the Port Authority is confident that financing will be obtained for the dredging.
The dredging of the Kingston Harbour is a priority of the government and is critical to the development and expansion of the KCT and shipping services to take advantage of expected opportunities from the completed expansion of the Panama Canal. The dredging is on target to be completed by the end of 2014.
Minister Nicholson was responding to questions posed by opposition Senator Cavan Gale concerning the development and expansion of the Kingston Container Terminal. The dredging of the Kingston Harbour and expansion of the port facilities form part of a package of investment projects aimed at developing Jamaica's shipping and logistics industry. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is reiterating the importance of the contribution made by the church in the development of Jamaica's education system. He says full literacy can be achieved through the continued provision of educational opportunities by local churches.
The state cannot do it alone. The churches must take back their schools, must own them, and must expand them wherever possible. It is the work of God. And because it is divine, it is also human, and it builds Jamaica, land we love, and countless lives.
Minister Thwaites was speaking Monday at the 83rd anniversary celebration for the Holy Childhood Preparatory School. Ambassador to the United States Stephen Vassiani has called on Jamaicans in the U.S. to abide by that country's laws. He adds that the number of Jamaicans being deported from the U.S. casts the island in a bad light. The ambassador made the call last week while delivering the keynote address at an awards ceremony to culminate a year-long series of activities in Atlanta, Georgia, to mark Jamaica's 50th anniversary of independence. Recognizing the hard work for which Jamaicans in the diaspora are renowned, Ambassador Vassiani saluted the more than 30 awardees from the fields of education, health, law, media, social services, sports, business, and religion. The function held at the Atlanta City Hall atrium was organized by the Jamaica 50 Atlanta Planning Committee. And the Senate has approved a bill to support research in plant genetics. The Plant Genetic Resources for Food and Agriculture Act is expected to promote the expansion of the range of genetic diversity available to farmers. The bill facilitates Jamaica's compliance with its obligations under the International Treaty on Plant Genetic Resources for Food and Agriculture. Key elements of the treaty include the protection of farmers' rights on plant genetic resources and the fair and equitable sharing of benefits accruing from facilitated access under the multilateral system. The proposed legislation was piloted by Minister of Justice, Senator Mark Golding.
The Act will, among other things, seek to promote research to assist farmers who generate and use their own varieties and apply ecological principles in maintaining soil fertility and combating diseases, weeds and pests, and it seeks to promote the expanded use of locally adapted crops and underutilized species.
The bill was passed in the House of Representatives October last year. That was GIS News. I'm Enthros Campbell.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.